Well, first off, Jeff, congratulations. I know that this has been a major effort of your organization. Let me first off get your reaction to this news. I know that you've been working on it for a very long time.
We're thrilled. It has been a lot of work by many people in our community, not just the last 9 years that I've been involved, but literally going back decades to when the federal government first gave interim protection to some of our mountains around Doñana County, including the Oregon Mountains. So it's just a tremendous, you know, elation. I think it's a historic moment for Doñana County, and we're just very, you know, happy that the president is showing this leadership.
Tell me, Jeff, in terms of this actual designation, the reports that we are hearing are that it will be very similar, if not identical, to the Senate bill. Tell me what you know about that.
That's what I've heard as well. I haven't seen the proclamation from the president. I haven't seen the map associated with it. I've heard that it is reflective of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks proposal put forth by the senators and advocated by many in the community, which is good, which is going to give us comprehensive protection in Doñana County to the Oregon Mountains, but also to some of the other key mountain ranges that are part of our skyline and that we enjoy, like Picacho Peak and the Robledo Mountains and the Sierra de los Uvas Mountains. So it's just really tremendous that the president seems to be supporting kind of a comprehensive vision for us.
What is your sense, Jeff, as to what it was that gave the president the ability to make this decision? What exactly, and I realize it may have been a number of things, but in your mind, from working on this and being behind the scenes as well as out in the public, what do you think it was that pushed him in the direction to actually make the proclamation?
Number one, it was broad community support. And, you know, this proposal has been endorsed now, again, going on a decade, almost unanimously every time by our city council and our county commission and some of the towns around Doñana County, to multiple civic groups ranging from sportsmen to historians. And so that kind of broad support always gives political leaders comfort that there is support, knowing that you don't often, if ever, have unanimous support for any significant policy decision. You know, there's always people opposed to it. But that cannot be your threshold for making decisions when you're in office. And in this case, you know, clearly high-level, broad-based support has been demonstrated for a long time now. But I think the other important element is that we do have truly spectacular, significant national public resources here in our Oregon Mountains, in our Chihuahuan Desert, in our historical sites that exist in these mountains, like the Butterfield Stagecoach Trail, that Congress is separately considering as a National Historic Trail, or the Apollo Astronaut Training Site down in Kilbourne Hall, which has been designated as a National Historic Landmark since the mid-70s. All of these are part of our national monument. And so in the Chihuahuan Desert, really, there is not much Chihuahuan Desert protected in our national conservation system. So I think we represented an opportunity in Doñana County for the nation to protect some very valuable natural public lands along with the rich history that's in them. And that was certainly part of the bar that a president or Congress would have to meet to say we should protect this place as a national monument, and we met it.
The New Mexico Wilderness Alliance and many other groups very often work on challenging efforts to protect the environment. And some would argue that those efforts are becoming more challenging all the time, particularly with efforts to increase oil production, gas production, the expanded use of fracking. And so there's this difficult balance between protecting the environment and also the enormous economic interests that are out there, particularly in terms of mining and also oil and gas. Did you feel like doing this effort, you learned anything new about what it takes to do something that is incredibly difficult, getting a national monument designation? Because these don't happen every day.
No, it's really rare, which just shows what a great honor it is for us in Dongana County to have this be happening here. Yeah, well, we learned a lot. It's important to first off, it's important to recognize that public land and protected public land also has an economic value, that it's an economic asset that brings people here as tourists. It brings small businesses here because they want themselves and their employees to have a high quality of life. We're largely a service sector economy, so if more people visit and come to do business here, it benefits many across the spectrum, and it also protects public lands that our ranchers use to graze cattle. So it protects kind of a traditional industry as well. So number one, and this becomes a real economic opportunity, protection in and of itself for a community to secure lands, as opposed to, and sometimes they're not in conflict, but sometimes they can be, as opposed to, say, taking a mountain and maybe a pristine landscape and mining the heck out of it, right? And kind of disrupting or destroying those natural values. So it's important for policymakers to just look at the economics, look at the options. And what we've seen from people who've done a lot of economic research is that when you compare land use from, say, industrializing land versus protecting land, that economies in communities like Las Cruces and Dongana County do better, and their economies do better, and they create faster income growth, faster job creation in areas with protected lands. So that's number one, is you have to educate people on the economic opportunity from protection. But number two, sometimes you just do go head-to-head sometimes with some of those resource conflicts, and you certainly try to balance it. I'm also an elected official, and it's all about balance. And we need more oil and gas production, natural gas production where it makes sense. But we also have to balance that with protecting fragile ecosystems, protecting our air and our water. So it's really about the balance, and I think each conservation challenge kind of has its own set of opportunities and challenges, and we have them here in Dongana County.
Okay. And Jeff Steinborn is the Southern New Mexico Director for the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.